We were studying the comparison between Birchas HaMitzvos and Birchas HaNenim regarding the case where you made a bracha and then the object fell from your hands. In the case of Birchas HaNenim, if the Mevorech picked up a fruit and he recited the bracha of Bari Pri Ha'etz L'Moshel on that fruit, and then the fruit fell. And with regard to Birchas HaMitzvos, he made the bracha on a talis, L'Satek Petzitzis, and then the talis fell from his hands. And we suggested the following, that if you look carefully in the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchas Tzitzis, you'll see very clearly that he is comparing the laws of Hilchos, Birchas HaMitzvah, with the laws that we had previously of Birchas HaNenim. And therefore, he says that we should look, and I'm looking at the Mishnah Berurah here in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simon Ches, and he says we should look at Simon Chaf Hei Hilchos Tfilin. And in Hilchos Tfilin, Simon Chaf Hei, the Mishnah Berurah postulates, I'll just read the end of Mishnah Berurah Nun, De Dami Laha De Simon Reish Vav Siv Vav. An equation, an analogy between Birchas HaMitzvah here in the case of Tefillin, we'll get to the case of Tefillin in just a minute, and there in the case of Birchas HaNen. So why is it then, assuming this analogy, that the Mishnah Berurah, in commenting on the Mechaber, the Mechaber says that if his talis fell, and let's say in the extreme case it's completely off his body, then he's going to have to make another bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only because he made the bracha and he wore the talis. He was already mekayim the mitzvah. But if he made the bracha on the talis and the talis fell before he was misatev bo, before he was mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes an entire school of thought, the Elohim Rabba, the Knesset HaGdola, we saw it in the Kaf HaChaim, Ein Tzorech Levarech Shenis. He doesn't have to make the bracha again. So where is the equation, the analogy between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaPeros? In the case of Birchas HaPeros, he picked up the fruit and he dropped it. He has to make another bracha. In the case of Talis, he made the bracha, he dropped the Talis. He doesn't have to make another bracha. So wherein lies this equation, which the Mishnah Berurah hints to perhaps in Hilchos Tzitzis, but is explicit about in Hilchos Tefillin, between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaPeros? And I think what we have to plug in here, and perhaps call our attention to, is the halacha of Hesech Hadas. The Mishnah Berurah, back in Hilchos Tzitzis again, we're talking about Simon Ches, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Tes, he writes, Ein Tzarech Levarech Shenis. Why? The Kevan Shadayin Lo Osa Mitzvaso Lo Hisiach Dato. And I think what the Mishnah Berurah here is saying is that back in Hilchos Peros, if I had a number of fruits on the table and I das with my bracha for all of them, then even if I drop the first one, I could pick up the second one. And the parallel to that is where he wants to put on the talis, but before he gets to do so, it drops out of his hands. And clearly he has das, and that's what he points out here, to be mekayim the mitzvah. However, let's emphasize one point. His das is on this beged, and he can lift it up off the floor and be mekayim the mitzvah. Or alternatively, he could replace the tzitzis on the beged. But in any event, he's still with the same beged. We're not saying that if he has many talesim in the shul, his das is not just on his talis, but if it doesn't work out for his talis because the tzitzis are psul or whatever, then he'll pick up another talis. No, that's not lohi siach daito. That would be hesech hadas. Here, his das is that the bracha should be suspended in midair until such time as he mekayim the mitzvah. The bracha is hal on the kiyum chovas agavra. The chovas agavra will be chal when he picks up the talis off the floor and wears it for the first time. But that operates, according to the Mishnah Berurah, through the mechanics of das. The agency of das allows the bracha to be chal on the kiyum agavra. But in that context, we have to point out that the das is limited to one particular cheftza, and it doesn't mean that he could pick up another talis somewhere, or you know, floating in the outer space of the universe, and he doesn't need another bracha on that talis. He never had das on the second talis. He only had das on the first talis. And I think this becomes clear, and it wasn't clear to me when we got together last time, from the language of the Mishnah Berurah Dafka and Siman Chaf Hei and Hilchos Tefillin, because there the Mishnah Berurah says at the very end of Sifkat Nun, and that was the part that I read the last few words, but let's go back a little bit. He says, V'im ein sham mishi odeh l'sakein akesh v'tzach l'kach es tefillin acherim is b'chol gavni tzorech lachzor l'vorech. Meaning that until he actually gets it right with the kesher, he's having trouble with the kesher of these tefillin, maybe he can find someone who could fix it for him, then there's no hesek hadas. Because as we said before, his das, when he made the bracha, is on the kiyum mitzvah, but again, only the kiyum mitzvah on this object, on this pair of tefillin. If it doesn't work out for him with this pair of tefillin, there's no one here to fix this tefillin for him, now he's got to take another pair of tefillin, then clearly he has to be chozer mevarech. And when the Mishnah Berurah adds the dummy lahad de siman reish vav, comparing it to the case of birchas hanenim with the pri, that's because we're lacking the element of das that would allow his bracha to expand and include a second pair of tefillin. So it's not just pure kiyum agavra the way we said it last time. It's kiyum agavra that's modified and circumscribed by hesek hadas or lo isiach daito. So the lo isiach daito means that the bracha on the mitzvah is on the kiyum mitzvah, but that's only because lo isiach daito. If you have to bring him another talis, or in the case of tefillin, another pair of tefillin, that's already isiach daito. Then you don't have the ability to shift the bracha to the kiyum agavra. You can shift the bracha to the kiyum agavra, but only within the framework and the limitation of lo hisiach das. And this takes me back to the kafachayim that we discussed at great length last time. The case being where the shamish offered him a talis, and then all of a sudden, after he made the bracha on the talis, the Baal HaTalis comes in and, so to speak, figuratively rips the talis out of his hands. And the Kafachayim projects the opinion that now the talis, the shamish can find a different talis, and he might not need another bracha, according to that shita. And I believe what he's saying here is lo isiach das, meaning for me to go around and running around, you know, once I discover to my consternation that my talis is possible, to run around the shul, find another talis, that's not lo isiach das. You can't expand your das onto another talis. But in the case of the shamish, obviously my bracha is on whatever talis the shamish can present to me. And if he presents to me talis A, and it just simply doesn't work for talis A, I realize full well from the get-go, when I made the bracha, that the shamish is going to find me talis B. He's going to find me a substitute talis. And coming back to Hilchos Tefillin then, My point here is, and this is my agenda for today, is to be mechadish that if lu yitzur, a man would have two pairs of tefillin, and I'm not talking about Rashi and Rabbi Natan, he's got two pairs of tefillin on the table, and he recites his bracha knowing full well that he's going to use tefillin pair A, exhibit A we'll call it, but at the end of the day, he cannot successfully put on tefillin A, because the kesher is not organized properly, then I don't think you would have to make another bracha. That could be parallel to the case of the Kaf HaChaim, where the shamish gives him a second talis, because the first talis was taken away from him, and that was done with a certain, shall we call it, a level of anticipation, meaning obviously the Mavarech didn't expect that the Shamish would err here, and I'm not saying he did err, but nevertheless, he does have the reliance, and said dependence, if you will, on the Shamish. If the Shamish fails with one talis, he'll bring a second talis. I mean, if you walk into shul today, you'll see many talisim around. Maybe the Shamish back in the day was in charge of telling you which talis, you know, pointing you in the direction of talis, thinking that no one's going to need that talis. The guy didn't show up in shul today, whatever it might be. But the same parallel case in tefillin would be where he has more than one pair of tefillin, that would be das. And if we take the equation back to Birchas HaPeros in Siman Reish Vav, what would be in a case where he has a number of peros on the table, intending to eat all of them, so he has in mind that the bracha of Bari Priyais should be for all of them, then if it doesn't work out for the first one, his das is on the second one, and he doesn't have to repeat the bracha. And we saw something similar in Reish Ayin Aleph with regard to Kiddush. He's got many, you know, he's got a large volume, you know, ample supply of yayin. If it doesn't work out on this coast, there's yayin al shulchano. His das is on the other yayin al shulchano. That is also going to be a possible candidate for his Kiddush. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah went even further than that, and he said that if there's hamotzi on the table, then perhaps he can shift the bracha from the Mekadesh HaShabbos on the Yayin to the Mekadesh HaShabbos on the Amotzi, and salvage the bracha. The Kaf HaChaim, by the way, here in Or HaChaim Chaf Hei Hilchus Tefillin writes, Im Eniach Tefillin Acherim, if he has to put on a second pair of tefillin, B'chol Gav Nitzarch Lachzor Levarech. And I think if we compare and contrast that with the Kaf HaChaim and Hilchus Tzitzis, we could suggest that the Kaf HaChaim Hilchus Tzitzis was talking about a shamish, and that has a separate status. So again, just to review, halacha lemaisa, you made the bracha on your tefillin, you couldn't successfully tie the kesher, you somehow were able to solve that problem through one way or the other, you don't need another bracha. But if you couldn't solve the problem of the kesher, and you had to bring another pair of tefillin to substitute the first, then you would need to repeat the bracha on the second pair of tefillin. Now, in Hilchas Kriyas HaSefer, Kriyas HaSefer Torah, we often find a case where there are mistakes. There could be a mistake in the middle of the Kriya, there could be a mistake from the get-go. For example, sometimes the Bal Koreh will show the Ola the wrong place. And the Ola thinking, you know, he gives a kiss to the place, thinking that's where he's going to start from. And his bracha is related to that particular place in the klaf. And lo and behold, it was a mistake. And this could happen very frequently, especially in parashas like Nosso, where the Gilyonos look almost identical, you know, just to change the name of the prince of the Shevet, but all the rest is the same. So let's take a look for a moment in the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Sefer Torah Siman Kuf Mem. Ha'ola, this is Siv Gimel. Ha'ola likros b'tor v'herolo makom shetzarch likros u'berech ala Torah. V'hiskil likros olo hiskil v'hiskiru sheparsha acheres tzarch likros. So what happens is, as we said before, They show him a certain place. He makes the bracha. And immediately, as the Balkari begins, maybe he didn't even begin yet, he reminds himself, wait a minute, we're reading a different parasha. And they start rolling the Sefer Torah to the second parasha. So here the Mechaber quotes a major controversy. Yesh omrim she'eino tzorich lachzul for yesh omrim she'tzorich. Well, let's start with the first opinion. Eino tzorich lachzul for. To me, to my mind, this is a big chiddush, because it should be similar to the case where they're bringing a different pair of tefillin, or they're replacing one pri, if you will, with a different pri, and there was no das. His das was clearly on this place specifically, which was singled out by the Balkore. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Ches Taima, what's the justification, the rationale? The Mistama Daito Al Kol Parshias HaTorah Munachas Lefonav. In other words, the bracha is not chal on that parsha that's open in front of him, that gvil, it's chal on the ganze Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah becomes the cheftz of the mitzvah, and the Sefer Torah in its entirety picks up the bracha, and then go choose which parsha you want to read. That's secondary. The Yesh Omer Shetzarech, the Mishnah Berurah says, Taimo de bevadai lo niskavim bevrchoso rak al parsha sheheru lo mikodem ve'al kein tzarech levorech michadosh al parsha zu. He needs another bracha. Now basically I think the lundis here, this machlokus, the root and the source of this machlokus, is how to understand the halach of das. Is the halach of das what we call a mitzius? It's the reality of his das. Or is the halach of das a halachic das? The das is chal according to the halachas. We don't care about what this plony is thinking. We care about the way the abstract halacha operates, the rules and regulations. The bracha, every bracha, whether it's birchas hanenim or birchas hamitzvahs, chal vis-a-vis on one particular cheftza. If we look at the das that connects the bracha to the cheftza from a halachic, abstract, legal perspective, then we would say there's something called the cheftza shel sefer Torah. The bracha is chal on that cheftza shel mitzvah, which is going to be used for this mitzvah. And the cheftza shel mitzvah is no doubt the sefer Torah that includes from Bereishis to Li'ani Kol Yisrael. If, on the other hand, we look at das, connecting the bracha to the cheftza from a perspective not of abstract halachic rules, but as the mitzias of his das, then clearly his das was on that parsha. Place down your finger, or the yad of the sefer Torah, exactly where the Balkori told you to read. And it's interesting here, because if I had to write or anticipate the next line in the Mishnah Berurah, no doubt I would say Suffolk brachos lahakel. But to our surprise, nagim lemaisa zok the Mishnah Berurah kehayesh omrim hazeh. We are machmir and we require another bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah continues. It says, "Ein nafkamina beinam makom sheheru lo mitchilo yaparsha acheres legamrei, or afilu beoso say there shitzarch liglo makom rishol makom ze." As long as you need an act of glila, you're changing the cheftza, or at least changing the das as far as the das defines the cheftza. Ubechol ze tzarch levarch. Again, if there's no need for glila, and in fact, my minig is, and that's what my father's minig was, not to close the Sefer Torah after the bracha. On the contrary, to leave it open, so that if there's any mistake, at least you have a certain range, you know, margin of error, so to speak. Because as long as you know you don't need glila, then even though there was a mistake and you went from one section to another section, the bracha is still chal, and you don't have to make another bracha. But for those who actually close the Sefer Torah and then open it again, you know, it's a little bit tricky to say that he doesn't need glila. And he might have to make another bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Tebevadei lo hayadaito bebrachos al masha eino magula lefanov." That which requires glila, It wasn't Megula b'fanav, it wasn't there in front of his eyes. He didn't have das on it. The Mishnah Berurah is not, you know, strengthening the first opinion with the svara of the Sefer Torah, that all the parshas of the Torah are munachos l'fanav. He's not willing to accept that abstract concept or definition of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, which encompasses the entire Sefer Torah. Then he goes on and he says, "V'imparsha zuhar u'ila likro sayigam kein magul lefana b'yesh erlo makom." Supposing they showed him a specific makom, but there was gilui, you know, what was magula was way beyond that makom, and the mistake is within the part of galui. You know, so we're not having to do any new galila here. Is hiskim ataz v'shar friend ain't tzorch lachzul v'rach to daito al kol mashem magula lefana. The fact that the Balkori pinpointed one spot on the sefer that's open, and the Oleh took his talis and he kissed that spot, that's irrelevant. His daito al kol mashem magula lefanav, which might mean, the way we said it before, that as long as there's no need for galila, that is your Chefetz Shel Sefer Torah. Your Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, as far as the bracha is concerned, is anything that doesn't require another action to dig it up. It's right there in front of you. And he goes on to say that Mistama Daito Kol Masha Pasuch Lefanov, even if you have to go from one parsha to the other, from one omer to the other, it's Al Kol Masha Pasuch Lefanov. And you really get the strong impression, although I can't prove it to you conclusively, that the Mishnah Berurah's minhag was that he was mevarech when the whole thing was open. Because when he says Daito Al Kol Masha Pasuch Lefanov, I think he means the Shas HaBracha. The Das of the Bracha is related to everything that's Pasuach. The Sefer Torah is obviously open. Now all this is a discussion in Sif Gimel of a case where they found the mistake before the Kriya began, but after the Bracha was recited. And Rabosai, everything here, I think, fits beautifully into the patterns of what we've established before, with the minor change here, if you want to focus here, on the issue about what is the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah here, and what das, or what where is the bracha chal? Does it go this far, only this far? Is it include the entire Sefer Torah, or anything that's Megula b'fanav? That those are already secondary issues, but the fundamental principle is one and the same, and that is that the bracha has to be chal on the chefetz. It's not the most extreme formulation that we once mentioned, that birchas ha-mitzvah is not related to the chefetz at all, it's related to the kiyum chovas gavra. And I would submit to you the following, that even according to the first Deah, that says you don't have to repeat the bracha in the case of this toes, because Daito al kol parshiyos haTorah munachos lefanav, if you would have to bring a second Sefer Torah to replace the first one, that even this first Deah would agree that this Hesech Hadas, this is not the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah you made the bracha on, you brought a second Sefer Torah to replace the first. Clearly you would need another bracha. Then we move on to Siv Dalet. And Nimtza Toz Bi Emtza Kriya Satorah. What happens if in the middle of the Kriya you find a Toz? So they read a number of psukim and they haven't recited the second bracha, the Asher Nasal Lanu, and you might have said, well, you know, he read a few psukim, and even though he found a toast in the Sefer Torah is possible, but nevertheless, Mikana Lahava, it's possible. But Lamafrei, it's not possible. And what I read, I read, and I was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah up until this point. That's something we could have said, but for some reason the halacha, the mechaber, says not like that. He says the following: Nimtza toz b'emtza kriyas haTorah, gomer kriyaso
Basefer HaKosher Umavarech Lachreah. It sounds like, let's just read the words first before we get into the lamdas, that you can replace the first sefer with the second sefer without requiring another bracha rishona. What you need is a bracha achrona. And again, for some reason, the bracha achrona on the first sefer Torah is impossible. Shall we say maybe because the sefer Torah is now clearly possible? Whatever it is. But you can make the bracha achrona after reading three psukim in the second sefer. But eino chozil levarach lefaneh. The bracha lefaneh is fine. So again, perhaps we could suggest the lumdus here, the bracha lefaneh is fine, because the sefer Torah was not considered posel al pidin. If I can give a mashal, a ma'adavar domer, an edus, we speak about edus l'kiyum ha'davar, edus l'bir ha'davar. Sometimes the edim clarify, sometimes they play a constructive role, they create something new. Here, the mitzius, the himatzus, I should say, the nimtzatos, is mikan ulahabla. It's what we call constructive, and it is like edus l'kiyum ha'davar. It doesn't work l'mafreya. We're not saying that bira dover, we found out, well, we didn't know that from the get-go the kriya was a meaningless kriya because the sefer Torah is pasul. We had every right to assume the sefer Torah was kosher, and we remain with that premise despite the fact that now we find out it's pasul. It's only that we find out it's pasul and it becomes pasul from now on. That itself is a gevaldige chiddush, and the Mechaber codifies that chiddush in four words at the end of this siftal when he says, "Eino chozel levarach lefaneh." But then, once again, you would ask, so why can't he make a bracha lachrona, lachreha on the first sefer? The answer is because now it's possible. You can't make a bracha on a possible sefer. Is this the way the Mishnah Berurah sees it? Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Yud Zayin Hainu Afilu Kfar Karu Kama Psukim. They already read a number of psukim before they discovered the toes. Kol Shel Abir Chadayim Brach Achrona Eino Yochel Liftar Atzma Mesha Kfar Karu B'Sefetar Psula. He cannot fulfill his mitzvah with this first Sefer Torah and say, I'm Potter now, I already read X number of psukim, and therefore I fulfilled my mitzvah. That I can't do. He says that this is as if, you know, to finish up the mitzvah on this Sefer Torah Apostle would be equivalent to l'chatchila taking out a Sefer Apostle and reading from it. And he has a Sefer Kosher, and therefore he has to complete his Kriya in a Sefer Kosher. So again, I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying pretty much what we said, but his language is much different. He's talking about l'chatchila and b'di'evad. That's his terminology. He's saying that to read from a Sefer Torah apostle, that would be considered l'chatchila. And therefore, to make his last bracha by finishing up his mitzvah on this Sefer Torah that we now have established is pasul, that's already like l'chatchila starting a mitzvah on a Sefer Torah pasul. So instead, what's his alternative? To take out a second Sefer Torah, it's a kosher, and to finish up his mitzvah with the second Sefer Torah. But he's going to have to read at least a minimum of three psukim in the second Sefer Torah. Now, what would be if they found the psul two psukim before the end of the parasha, the end of the kriya? Would it be enough to read the last two psukim in the second Sefer? I don't know. I think it depends upon whether you need a Maisa Kriya in the second Sefer. To make a bracha on the second Sefer, you need a Maisa Kriya, which means a Kriya that would qualify in and of itself as a Kriya of an Ola, which requires a minimum of three psuki. And then, we have the Mishnah Berurah who says that he doesn't have to make the bracha lefaneha. He says tesvirle the bracha rishona sheberach ha'ola betchilas kriyasa v'sefer rishona harishon ola gam lezu to adaitar mitchila parsha zu mali sefer Torah zu o acheres. And here on both sides, I have a major problem. As we've been saying over and over again, and we saw it in Hilchas Tefillin, and we implied the same thing would apply in Hilchas Talis, you can't have a bracha that's chal on one chefza relate to another chefza. Unless the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the brachas ha'ole, meaning the bracha rishona, the ole had das, that we can finish the kriya on the second sefer. I find that very hard to believe, especially in the light of what we saw in the previous sif in Gimel, that the whole discussion was how far within the sefer Torah could we take his das, when there was a toast, when the Baal Kori showed him the wrong place, but to take a second sefer, that's already beyond das. And I don't know what he means when he says, and keep in mind, he's quoting the Shari Ephraim, that his das was on the parsha, no matter which Sefer Torah he takes. Again, if you read these words, kipshutam, it really undermines everything we've been saying until this point. What do you mean, daito ala parsha? And what difference to make what Sefer Torah? The bracha has to be chal on the Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. The Chefetz Shal Mitzvah is the Sefer Torah. You can't say Mali Zeh Mali Acheres. Again, unless the Mishnah Berurah is maintaining, as I said before, which I find very dochak, that he had das, that in event that this Sefer Torah would be found to be possible, he intends to read from a second Sefer Torah. I don't know. Does he know that a second Sefer Torah exists? It almost climbs up to the abstract world of the first Deya in Sif Gimel that says that the Das on this particular place is irrelevant because the whole Sefer Torah is one Heft. But here we're saying even further. We're saying that the Das is Chal vis-a-vis the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to read a Parsha. And it doesn't matter whether it's this Sefer Torah or not. Again, it seems to undermine everything we've been saying. I would like to throw out one possible suggestion here, and then maybe we'll revisit it. And by way of introduction, we talk about mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and there's a famous Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos who says that even l'man d'yomer mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, you could be yotzei a mitzvah without kavana, but nevertheless, if you have kavana shalola tzeis, a negative kavana, then you're not yotzei. In other words, we can't force a person to be mekayim a mitzvah against his will. And if I can take that mashal and apply it to the nimshal of brachos, maybe we could say that with regard to brachos, there is a concept of a negative kavana. In a sense, a kavana shalolatz, it's a kavana poselis. And let me explain to you what I mean. Yesh lachkar. We've discussed talis, we've discussed tefillin, now we're discussing Sefer Torah. And I'm not sure that it's all mikshachas, it's all one continuum. I think we could set up talis as a chefetz shel mitzvah, tefillin as a chefetz shel mitzvah. I'm not sure that the Sefer Torah is the chefetz shel mitzvah. Fundamentally, the mitzvah is kriya. And there's such a thing called kara bal peh. For example, there's a mitzvah of kriyat shema, and there's no requirement to be tocha sefer. You could be kori bal peh and you yotzei. The Gemara is a hav mina that with regard to zchiras amolek, you could be yotzei bal peh. And the Gemara derives from Ksov Zosi Korin Basefer on Megill Daf Yud Ches that there's a separate halacha of Mitocha Sefer. Yesh Laka, what is Mitocha Sefer? Does Mitocha Sefer change the entire nature of the mitzvah? Or maybe no. What the Gemara is saying is that the mitzvah remains Kriya, but the Kriya has to be Mitocha Sefer. And the nafkamina is whether or not the Sefer Torah is the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah. Could be that the Sefer Torah, in terms of Kriya, is a condition in the mitzvah of Kriya. It is a conduit to the mitzvah of Kriya. It's mitzuraf to the Kriya, but it's not the gufa shel Kriya. And insofar as it's not the gufa shel Kriya, the Kriya is not defined as Kriya mitocha sefer, the mitocha sefer is only external condition, the sefer Torah is not the chefzah shel mitzvah. And therefore, if the first Sefer Torah turns out to be possible, it doesn't mean, like we saw in the case of Talis, that he had to replace it with the second Talis, or Tefillin with the second pair of Tefillin. And he requires a new bracha because the bracha was chal on one cheft and not on the other. We don't have to apply the same yardstick to Sefer Torah. If you replace the first Sefer with the second Sefer, go back to the law of Kriya. The Sefer is only a condition. It doesn't define the guf ha-mitzvah of Kriya. And what does define the mitzvah of Kriya? The Parsha. That's what the Shari Ephraim means to say. Today is Parshas Tetzaveh. We got to read Parshas Tetzaveh. Do we read Parshas Tetzaveh from this Sefer or a different Sefer? That's secondary. That's irrelevant. However, what about a negative kavana? Even if we don't need a kavana in the positive sense to link up the Kriya with this Heftza, because this Sefer Torah is not the Heftza Shal Mitzvah, but what if he, the Mavarech, made a condition, I mean, just to dramatize it, he gets up to the Bima and he declares out loud, my Das is to be Mavarech on this particular Sefer Torah. Now that might be a horse of a different color. That's already like the Kavanah Shel Olotzes. That's a negative Kavanah which excludes any other Sefer Torah. Does he have the power to do that? And I think if we go back to Sif Gimel, the case where Herol Omakom, and it was Betos, now they're going to start rolling the Sefer Torah, and you'll ask me the question, but we're still within the same Parsha. So why does he have to make another bracha? Again, reading back the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches Noagim L'maisaka Yesh Omrim Azeh V'yein Nafkamina Beinim Heru Lo Tchila B'hayim Parsha Cheres L'gamri Afil B'yoso Parsha. What's going on? The answer is, it's a negative kavana. His kavana, in a sense he declared, my kavana is exclusively on what's Megula Bifonai. I am excluding any other part of the Sefer Torah, anything that requires Glila, from my bracha. My bracha, he himself is introducing the Sefer Torah as the Cheftzah. Ah, so then you'll ask me, but the same thing should apply in Siv Dalit. There they found a Tos in the Sefer Torah. So now you're going to take out another Sefer? Why not say that his Das was clearly on the first Sefer? It's almost a Kavachomer. If you tell me his Das is only on what's Megula Lefanav, to the exclusion of other parts of the same Sefer, which are not Megula and require Glila, how much more so in the case where they're going to have to take a whole different Sefer Torah to replace the first one? And the answer, I believe, lies. The distinction inheres in the three words in the Mechaber, Biemtza Kriyas HaTorah, meaning we began the Kriyas HaTorah. And I frankly don't think it makes any difference how many psukim, whether it was 1 or 50, he already read from the first Sefer before they disclosed that it was possible. Once he starts the Kriya, then Nacha Daito, so to speak. That's like, you know, Lahavdil, Favdol, Seisov, you know, Halitaini, no, and then finally, you know, he fills up his belly, and now he can go on in life, go back to his hunting, you know. We can calm down the person who made this declaration that my Das is to link up, is to elevate and incorporate the Sefer Torah into my bracha and limit the chalosa bracha to the Sefer Torah, that's only before he started reading. If they found a mistake and they could not be yotzei the mitzvah of kriya with what he pointed to, for he's excluded any other part of the Sefer Torah which requires Galila, that's not Megula Fana, that's because he hasn't started the Kriya yet. He hasn't linked up this Sefer Torah, or shall we say this part of the Sefer Torah, to his bracha. He declared that what I'm looking at, because they showed me this, that's where my bracha lands. And my das is going to connect that part of the Sefer Torah with the bracha. To start doing Galila now requires a new bracha. But Medvar Amurim, the Tos was before they started Kriya. Once they started the Kriya, then as I said before, Nachadaito, he has already elevated this Sefer Torah and incorporated it into his mitzvah for the bracha. And the bracha was chal in the Sefer Torah. Ah, but now there's a problem. Why? Because he still didn't complete the parsha. And the Gavra was not Mekayim his mitzvah of Kriyas Parsha Kula. Bring in a second Sefer. The second bracha, the Chasima, that would be chal on the Gemar mitzvah when he completes the parsha. But once the Kriya began with the first Sefer, then this requirement of Cheftza Shel Sefer Torah, again by virtue of his Das, we called it a das shalolotzeis. His das excludes any other object other than this one. He's happy. He's now, so to speak, fulfilled his dream that this is the Sefer Torah. It's dedicated by, you know, a memory of his great-grandfather. This has been incorporated into the bracha. The bracha was chal in the Sefer Torah. Now we have a Chovas Gavra. Now we're purely in the realm of Chovas Gavra. And with regard to Chovas Gavra, the Sefer Torah is not even part of his Chovas Gavra. It's really a mix of Kriyas HaParsha. With or without the Sefer. There's a condition that the Kriyas HaParsha has to be Mitoch HaSefer. Bring another Sefer. That's what I wanted to suggest. And I'd like you to think it over and see if it makes any sense to you. So let's just summarize what we've learned here, Kipshuto, on a simple level. And that is that with regard to Hilchas Sefer Torah here in Siman Kuf Mem and the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Ches, Sifkat and Tes, and I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah, let me just get the numbers right so we have it here. The Mishnah Berurah is Tes and Yud Zayin. What we have is his Das on all of the Sefer Torah that's in Sif Ches, or is his das only on that which is Megula B'fanav? And Lamaisa, we're going to have to be Machmir, and in event that we need Glila to correct his toes, we're going to have to repeat the bracha. Number two, in the case in Siftes where we find a toes in the... I mean, what I meant to say is... When I said before Sif Ches, I meant to say Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, but it's really Sif Gimel. You know, this is very tricky in the new printings. But now we're up to Sif Dalet in the Mechaber, and we're going to emphasize the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin. We're talking about a case of Tos B'Emtza Sefer, B'Emtza Kriya. In such a case, we can replace the first Sefer with the second Sefer. All he needs is a Brach Lachrona, Lachrea. And we saw the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah that the bracha Rishona that he made that the Ola recited is already chal on the Tchilas HaKriya, and that bracha Rishona could be chal on the second sefer as well, because Daito Hoya Mitchila Al Parshazu Mali Misefer Torah Zeh O Acheres. Now, we discussed it at great length. Now, in the Mishmeres Chaim, which is a wonderful sefer, and I've said many shiurim on the Mishmeres Chaim from Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zichron Levracha, the great Rosh Hashiva of Torah Or, on his Thursday night Mishmar, He asks, what's the difference between Hilchas Tfilin, where he recited the bracha on Tfilin, and if Nifsak HaKesher, and now he has to take a second pair of Tfilin, he has to make a new bracha. Here they found a psul in the Sefer Torah, he doesn't have to be Chozer Mvarech on the Kriya in the second Sefer. And we try to explain that the Sefer Torah is not the Heftzah Shal Mitzvah, therefore it can be replaced by a different Heftzah, and the mitzvah is the kriya, the Sefer Torah is just a means or a conduit to achieve that kriya, and it's an external condition. But I want to read to you the answer of Rav Schoenberg. He says, HaBrach al kriyas HaTorah hi al HaTorah v'lo al HaChefet shemakayim bo HaMitzvah. V'lachein ma shebireich bracha rishon adayinu HaTorah adayin nimtza lefonav v'shuvei nitzorch levarech shenis. Rabosai, I don't know. If he's saying what we said, then I'm extremely elated, because I wasn't aware of Rav Schoenberg and Baruch Shekivanti. If on the other hand he's saying something different, so I don't know what he means to say. It's really not clear to me. Let me read his language a little bit, maybe read it again one more time. He says, Gabi Sefer Torah, HaBrachu al HaTorah, Rak Tzarech L'Krosa, L'Kros Mi Sefer Torah K'Sheira. V'meil came into HaTorah, B'Sefer Torah Shnihu Oso Torah, Shalaisa B'Rishona, Ein Tzarech Lachsa L'Varech. Okay, I don't know. I think we can push it in. I can't promise you that that he's saying what we said. Now let's fast forward to the end of Aruch Hayim, the last chelik, and speak about shofar. And we're looking here at Simon Tov Kuf Pehe. First, the Mechaber presents the mitzvah of tkiya. He speaks about Tekiyah de Me'umad. He speaks about reciting two brachos before the Tekiyos, Lishma Kol Shofar, and Shechiyana. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. Yivarech Lishma, Ratzalom shelo yamar litka b'shofar, dela b'tkiya talya milsel b'shmir, sharei atokev lo shama kol shofar lo yotza. So the mitzvah is not tkiya, it's shmir. V'lo yomar b'kol, he shouldn't say lishmo b'kol shofar, which by the way is a nusach that dates back quite a long time, demashma lasos ritzono. That b'kol sounds like you're listening to his mandate. Here you're listening to the call of the shofar. B'dievet im bireich litka shofar, o altkiya shofar, l'shmo b'kol shofar yotza. Now, im notlu ha-shofar b'emtza tkios, they grabbed away the shofar in the middle of the tkios, hevilo shofar acher, ein tzarech levarech. Al bein brach l'tkios ha-tkios, Tzorach Levarach. So again, if he recited the bracha, let's say Lishma Kol Shofar, and then before he started blowing, they took away the shofar and they replaced it, he'd ask to make another bracha on the second shofar. If on the other hand he's in the middle of the kios, which sounds awfully similar to Kriya Sator, he's in the middle of the Kriya, and they discovered that it was a Sefer Torah apostle, is then he can continue blowing with the second sefer, with the second shofar, and he doesn't need a new bracha. And this he all quotes, you'll look in the Shari Tzion, in the name of the Tshuvas, Binyan, Binyan Olam. Now, the Kaf HaChaim writes the following. He says, after quoting the Shut, Binyan Olam, differentiating between the switching the shofar between the bracha and the tkiyos ha-tkiyos, or after he's already begun the tkiyos, he writes, Ayin li el simon ches, shekasavnu ke'ein ze, bein ha-bracha la-siyas ha-mitzvah, dika machlokas ha-poskim, v'das ha-chronim shelo levarech. He says that in the case of talis, if they switched the talis and he hasn't yet donned the talis, is there going to be a machlokas haposkim whether he has to be mevarech? So this opinion really sets up a fundamental difference, a differentiation between Birchas Hanenim and Birchas HaMitzvah. So Birchas Hanenim, we say that the bracha is chal on one chefta, and you cannot replace with another chefta. So he's saying in Birchas HaMitzvahs, we can replace with another chefta. And therefore, if you don't succeed with the first talis, try a different one. If you don't succeed with the first tefillin, try a different pair. And if you don't succeed with this shofar, try a different shofar. As long as you haven't begun the mitzvah, meaning bein habracha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah, then you don't need another bracha to replace it. And this means that whereas Birchas HaNenim is chal on a cheftza, Birchas HaMitzvah is chal on the kiyum chovas agav. As we discussed at great length last time, the kiyum chovas agrava means that the bracha is suspended in midair until he's mekayim his chova. In the case where he wore the talis already, and now the talis fell from his body, that kiyum mitzvah, that chovas agrava is gone. That's history. He needs a new bracha on the new levisha, even if it's the same talis. It would be irrelevant. And if he made a bracha on tefillin, wore the tefillin, and then at some point later on the tefillin moved away from their correct location, then he needs a new bracha. But if he hasn't yet started the mitzvah, then the bracha is suspended, and it's chal on the kiyum chovas agavra. And that's the kaf hachayim. Then he writes, v'im hiskel itkoa b'shofar kosher v'nifsal. He says, v'ein tzorech lachzor ulevarech. That's clear according to everyone. He says, v'yitka sharat kios b'shofar kosher. Amal im hoya sovar shuhu kosher v'nim tzapasol. Is tzorech lachzor ulevarech l'itkoa mitchilas at kios. And this he quotes in the name of Pre-Chodesh, meaning that if the shofar turned out to be possible, which means that his tkios were not relevant, because he blew from a non-kosher shofar, and here we don't say like a Sefer Torah Mikan Alaba, here we apply the principle of Edus Labira Dover, and it clarifies Lemafreya retroactively that this was the apostle of the shofar. Now they bring him another shofar, he has to be Choser Mevarech. How does that pre-Chodosh square with what we saw in the Kaf HaChaim, that the bracha is chal on the Chovas Gavra? So he started blowing with this pasul shofar. Who cares? I mean, that's nothing. That's totally meaningless as far as the Kiyum Chovas Gavra is concerned. They were called psulim from a shofar pasul, and now give me another shofar. Give me another talis. Give me another tefillin. And we said in the Kaf HaChaim that there are, you know, the Kaf HaChaim has a whole group of poskim that say that in such a case, switch the chefta and you don't have to make another bracha. But the answer is that in this case, since he began blowing on the shofar posel, says the Kaf HaChaim, those tkios psulos have a hefsek bein habracha l'tkios aksheros. In other words, the bracha and the ultimate shofar blowing from the kosher shofar are separated, wedged in between with tkios poslos, psulos, that serve as a hefsek. Now, to analyze this properly and decide what exactly is a hefsek, we would really need to study carefully the sugyas in Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh, the famous Rosh, about Maisa Megensa, and the whole discussion about, you know, voices of animals, if that's this. The question is, what's the status of a kol shofar from a shofar apostle? Does it have the status of a hefta shell? Shofar, shall kol shofar. It's a kol shofar. It's possible, and that would be a hefsek. And we say no. It's like, you know, it's like the voice of an animal. He says, "I will take of achar bracha kodesh sheyaskel itkoa hirgish boshu possible." In other words, if he realized that this was a possible of shofar before he started blowing, and therefore he doesn't have the issue of a hefsek kol, and they bring him a second shofar, ain't zorach lachzel levarech. It's mamish like the svara we said in Sefer Torah when they replaced the first sefer with the second sefer. He doesn't have to invoke the bracha rishon again because the Sefer Torah is not the chefta shel mitzvah, and therefore the bracha is not confined to this chefta shel mitzvah. And shofar is likewise not the chefta shel mitzvah. The chefta shel mitzvah is the kol shofar. The shofar itself is an instrument, is a conduit in order to produce a kol shofar. The chefta shel mitzvah is the kol shofar. And the bracha will be suspended until he produces a kol shofar. If he has to do it from you know, he has to put away 10 shofars till he finds the right one, then the bracha is chal. I'm not exactly sure. I think the Kaf Chaim's love, this is beautiful, but I'm not sure exactly why he needs it. Once having established that the bracha is chal on the kiyum chovas agavra, then obviously it makes no difference one shofar or the other. I don't know why he has to make the big deal about the fact that the bracha is chal on the kol shofar, the mitzvah, and its cheftz is the kol shofar and not the shofar itself. So that's a question that we have to try to analyze. But be that as it may, what we get here from the Kaf HaChaim is a svara that's identical to what we said in Sefer Torah, and that is that the shofar is not the chefetz shel mitzvah. Now let's keep in mind that the Mishnah Berurah here in Shofar, Tavkuf Pehe, has quoted the Binyan Olam, and based on the Binyan Olam, he came to the conclusion that if he made the bracha on Shofar A, and then they replace Shofar A with Shofar B, he has to repeat the bracha a second time around for Shofar B. Let's read his language. It says, so they switched shofros on him before he started blowing. He doesn't mention anything about a hefsek here. He hasn't started blowing yet. And yet he needs another bracha. Similar to the case of tefillin and the case of shofar. But it's not similar to the case of Sefer Torah. And again, getting back to the Mishmeres Chaim, the Rosh Hashiva asks this question. He says, "Ayin Hibilcha Sefer Torah, Mevur Hashem Debirach Benimtz Apostle, said Shein Tzoch Levarach on a second Sefer, and Yirach the Shofar." It turns out that he has to make a bracha according to Mishnah Berurah on the second Shofar. Tzorchim Maishna Sefer Torah, Maishna Shofar. He says, "V'nira lechalik the gabi mitzvah shofar hakavana lemitzvah also sa chefta shel mitzvah dahainu tkiya shofar shel mitzvah ubeli kavana havi kol bialma lachain im lo kiven leshofar acheres is legabi berchaso lo chashuv kitkiya shel mitzvah uberchaso lo chala leha." Klal. So somehow the Mishmeres Chaim understands that there are two categories. There's something called Kol Bialma, and then there's something called Kol, he calls it Kol Tkiyas Shofar Shal Mitzvah. And I think what he's saying here, although it's honestly it's not written clearly, he seems to be implying that Kavana plays the key role, listen carefully, to convert and transform the shofar itself to the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, and therefore replacing this shofar with a second shofar is impossible, because once he designates the first shofar, that becomes the shofar that's going to produce, the shofar Shel Mitzvah that's going to produce the kol. Any other shofar could produce a kol bi'alma, a secular mundane kol, but not a cheftishol kol mitzvah, kol shel mitzvah. So the second shofar cannot produce a tkiya shel mitzvah because his kavana establishes the first shofar as the cheftishol mitzvah, and the brachas chal only exclusively vis-a-vis the first shofar, and he has to repeat the bracha on the second shofar. Look, Rav Osai, I don't know if that's what the man said. It doesn't sound like Rav Scheinberg to me, but if he said it, he said it. And he's telling us that the shofar now, based on Kavana, becomes the exclusive Chefetz Shel Mitzvah that can produce the Tkiyah Shofar Shel Mitzvah, and the exclusion of all the others. It's like, what shall I say, Eidus, Yichud Eidim under the Chuppah. You know, you are the Eidim to the exclusion of other Eidim. But why should Kavana undermine any other shofar? And if you put too much emphasis on taking the shofar and elevating it to the exclusive status as a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah based on his Kavana, you might want to apply the same logic to Torah and say, when the Ola has in mind through his Kavana that his bracha is on the first Sefer Torah, he's excluding the second Sefer Torah. I don't know. Unless he's saying that face a shofar doesn't have any independent status, but his kavana gives it status. In the case of Sefer Torah, the second Sefer Torah has its own independent status as a chalosh shem Chefetz Shel Torah. So his kavana excludes another shofar, because unless you make that shofar into a shofar, it's not a shofar. But in the case of Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah stands on its own 2 feet, independent of his Kavana. It has the status of a Sefer Torah. We would have suggested a little bit differently than Rav Scheinberg, that the Mishnah Berurah is operating with the premise that his Das, at the time of the Bracha, is like Kavana Shel Olatzes, meaning he excludes any other Heftza, and therefore if you replace this shofar for another, it's, you know, there's no das on the, you know, the bracha cannot link up, there's no tziv between the bracha and the second shofar, because his das limits it. And the same thing applies in Sefer Torah, but just that in Sefer Torah, he started reading from the Sefer Torah. And once he started reading from the Sefer Torah, he's already nachadaito, as we call it, he's already fulfilled his stipulation that this Sefer Torah operate as the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, but he also, at the same time, has in mind that his bracha should be chal on the kiyum kriya. So he's not excluding the same second Sefer Torah. If they found that the first Sefer Torah was possible before he started the kriya, and he has to bring a second Sefer Torah, then Enoch Hinami. It would be identical to the case of discovering that the shofar is possible, replacing it with a second shofar before he started blowing. Here also, before he started the kriya, he would not be able to take a second Sefer Torah without another bracha. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah there in Hilchos Sefer Torah, just 1 second, in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, is talking about a case of Nimsa Tos B'Yamtza Kriya Satorah. That's the case he's dealing with. And Gomer Kriyasa B'Sefer Kosher. He takes a second sefer in order to read three psukim and complete the kriya from the second sefer. Now, alternatively, we could simply say that from the Mishnah Berurah's perspective, the shofar is a Chafetz Shel Mitzvah. The Chafetz Shel Mitzvah is not limited to the kol. And Haraya, Shofar Shel Ola is possible, and so forth and so on, Shofar Gozel is possible. Well, actually, the Rambam says Shofar Gozel is not possible, but I'm not sure that the Mishnah Berurah is operating with that assumption. So you have to know whether or not the shofar is a Chafetz Shel Mitzvah. If we assume it's not a Chafetz Shel Mitzvah, then the Kasha of Scheinberg that we dealt with is a very sharp one. But if you assume that the shofar becomes a Chafetz Shel Mitzvah, then it becomes like the case of Talis, where he wants to bring another Talis, or Tefillin, where he wants to bring another pair of Tefillin. See, the difference between our approach and the approach of Rav Scheinberg is that Rav Scheinberg apparently would say that even if he had two shofars sitting on the table, he picked up one, made the bracha, and lo and behold, it turns out to be possible, he would have to make the bracha again for the second shofar, because his kavana excludes the second shofar. I would have said maybe not like that, that the whole issue is das, and his das is on this shofar, but if there's a second shofar munach lefanov, then his das could be on the second shofar as well. By the way, I do want to correct myself, and I apologize. I was working with the assumption, because of the way the Makoros turned out on the page, that Sif Dalid, that we read about Nimtza Tos B'Emtza Kriya, was in the same Siman Kuf Mem that we started with in the case where they showed him the wrong place. So I apologize, we have to fast forward three Simanim from Kuf Mem to Kuf Mem Gimel. The Ein Hachinami, the Sif that we were focusing on in Kuf Mem is Sif Gimel. The Sif that we're focusing on about Tos B'Emtza Sefer Sif Dalet, but it's Sif Dalet not in Kuf Mem, but rather in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel. So I wish I could, turn back to the beginning of the Shia to make sure that nobody wrote any mistaken notes over here. But that's something that we should correct. And now I want to talk to you a little bit about the bracha on lulav. Let's begin with the bracha on the sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tuf Reish Lamites. Actually, I don't see it right now in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, he paskins that if he went into a sukkah, he makes his bracha, and now he goes into a second sukkah. It would seem that even if he's in the middle of one Suda, but he decides to up and finish his Suda in a different Sukkah, again, I don't know the halachas of Birchas Nenemir and Bracha Chorona, but as far as the Leishim Basukkah, is the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, and we have other poskim, the Magen Avraham, who agree with him, that he has to recite a new Bracha of Leishim on the second Sukkah. And again, in this case, we're seeing a clear-cut distinction between Birchas HaNenim and Birchas HaMitzvah, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav is assuming, and that's who he writes explicitly, Afilu M'hoyah B'inyin She'ein Tzarch Levarach Birchas HaNenim Al Achila Zu. So as far as Birchas HaNenim is concerned, if he's Omed B'emtza Sudaso, now he completes his Sud in a different Sukkah, he doesn't have to repeat the Birchas HaNenim. But nevertheless, he has to repeat the bracha on the sukkah. We finally found black and white what we've been looking for, with flashlights. And that is a distinction, a contrast between Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaPeres. I'm sorry, Birchas HaNenim. Because in Birchas HaNenim, he doesn't need another bracha. In Birchas HaMitzvah, he does need another bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah actually brings this down in Sifkaton Memches, Mishalot Bemtsa Sudas Sukas Khavero, Das among and from the Filumoya Bedaito Bishasa Brok Shielh Bemtsa Sudalisham Velo Akakak Miyara Filochi Tsark Lavarksham Leshev Basuka. He requires a Leshev Basuka. And if you take a look at the Sharat Siun in Sifkaton Tsadi Dalin, he writes, I am the Sefer Beis Meir who agrees with the Magen Avraham. No, I'm sorry. Then he writes, the Das Kamach Ronim Mayavadaito, if his Das was to go from one Sukkah to the other, Ein Tzarch Levarech. And amongst these Achronim, he quotes in the Sharat Siun, the Sefer Beis Meir, Maishna Sukkah Zuo Acheres, Lo Yisiach Daito Milechol, V'Ein Tzarch Levarech Shenis. Now, in the case where, you know, he made a bracha on one talis, and now he wants to put on a second talis, every talis is a mitzvah unto itself, and needs its own bracha. But of a hacha, and again, according to the svar of the Beis Meir, against the Magen Avraham, atu achila sukkah shniya mitzvah fnei atzmai? It's not like every sukkah engenders a new mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. V'yena domel b'rachas ha-motzi. Means if he picks himself up in the middle of a suda and he goes out to daven, he comes back to his suda, he doesn't have to make another bracha. And therefore, says the Beis Meir, hu adin hacha, here the same thing applies to the sukkah. Who cares if it's in the second sukkah? It's the same mitzvah. It's not like, you know, he has levishas talis A, that's one mitzvah. Levishas talis B is a different mitzvah. And you know, one is tempted to think that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Magen Avraham are of the opinion that every sukkah engenders a brand new mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in this case, because of the Beis Meir, says Safek Brachas L'Akel. And when he gets to the second sukkah, he will not repeat his bracha because of the opinion of the Beis Meir. Now, I don't think that this Beis Meir, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah and Lalocha, Sovek Brachas L'Akel like the Beis Meir, I don't think it has anything to do with the Kaf HaChaim that we discussed, that if he replaces the first shofar with a second shofar, that he doesn't need a new bracha. If he replaces the... Right, and one could... Again, there is room to see a certain similarity here, that you're replacing one sukkah with the other, it doesn't require a new bracha, because the mitzvah hasn't been completed, and we said in the Kaf HaChaim that the bracha is chal on the kiyum chovas hagavra. But I don't think that Kaf HaChaim would generate this opinion of the Magen Avraham and of the Beis Meir. This case of sukkah with sukkah, I think, would be more similar to the case where he already wore the first talis, now he's wearing a second talis. Now, to say that, you know, the Kiyum HaGavra hasn't begun yet, that's hard to say over here. I mean, he sat in the first sukkah, so the Kiyum HaGavra is already behind him. In that sense, it's similar to the case where he already put on the first talis, now he wants to put on a second talis, and he needs a second brach. I don't think, you know, in the case of shofar, he hasn't begun his mitzvah yet. And the bracha is not going to be chal, as we said, it's suspended in midair until he gets himself a kosher shofar and blows it. So the bracha is hanging there waiting, anticipating the kiyum chovas gavra. But here there already was a kiyum chovas gavra, so I don't think it would be fair to commit the Kaf HaChaim and the whole school of poskim that he relies on to this sheet of the Beis Meir. And Taka is a little bit of a pella that the Beis Meir says that you don't need a brach on the second sukkah. He was already mekayim the mitzvah. Now he has a brand new mitzvah in the second sukkah. The only thing I can think of is that maybe what the Beis Meir means is that the sukkah is not the Heft Shom mitzvah at all. The mitzvah, like we saw in Sefer Torah, is the kriya. The mitzvah here is the yeshiva. He has to do a yeshiva. Where that yeshiva is in a sense, is secondary. I mean, he needs a sukkah, but whatever defines that yeshiva, let's say, for example, Rabbeinu Tam says we only make a bracha on seuda or on achila. Not, you know, you walk into a sukkah, you don't make a bracha. So, in some sense, the bracha is chal on the seuda. The seuda itself is the key of yeshiva, and that's your entity. Now, that seuda can be eaten in many different sukkahs. So, whereas, and in this sense, you know, we're not talking about a new principle here. We're not injecting new rules into the game. I mean, again, maybe the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Rav are introducing new rules to differentiate between Birchas HaNenim and Birchas HaMitzvah. But in the framework of the Beis Meir, I think we're really going back to our old rules. And basically what the Beis Meir is saying is that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the Suda. The Sukkah is not part. I might hold that, according to the Beis Meir, if you made a bracha on one talis, and it turns out that's possible, and you bring another talis, you really need another bracha. And ask me the question, so why in the second sukkah does the Beis Meir say I don't need another bracha? The answer is, because the Beis Meir is not putting any emphasis here on the sukkah. True, the mitzvah of yeshiva can only be fulfilled in a sukkah, but any sukkah. So you start with this yeshiva and you finish it in a different sukkah. You started the yeshiva in sukkah A, and you completed the yeshiva in sukkah B. The bracha was chal, asher kitshara mitzvotsav leishet besukkah, not necessarily on this sukkah. The bracha was not chal on this sukkah. If anything, the bracha is chal on the suda. And perhaps the Beis Meir is, in a sense, equating Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenim by saying that just like in Birchas HaNenim, if I have das for many different fruits, or in the case of Amotzi, the Amotzi pot is anything in the Suda, the Bracha expands its scope and is chal on the entire Suda. And there's a mirror image in the case of Suda's Sukkah. The Mitzvah is Yeshivas Suda, Achilas Suda. And I need it to be in a sukkah. Well, what sukkah it is, I don't care, you know. I don't have to identify a particular sukkah. That could be one way of explaining the Beis Meir. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Magen Avraham define the yeshiva in terms of the sukkah. The yeshiva is related to the sukkah. And if I make a bracha leishet besukkah, the yeshiva itself is the ambiance of the sukkah, and then is part of the yeshiva. I go into another sukkah, that's already a new mitzvah, that's a new yeshiva. Every sukkah requires its own yeshiva. And therefore the bracha can't be chal on both. Now, one can always ask the following question, can I make a bracha on two mitzvahs, with two cheftas? Notice, l'chatchila, I have in front of me two animals, I make a sher kitzon mitzvah, and I'm going to shech both animals. And up front, my bracha, my intention was to make a levara bracha on both animals. And that's for sure the case. So if when I went into the first sukkah, I had in mind, when I said the leishev and continue in a different sukkah, then it could be that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Magen Avraham would agree in such a case that he doesn't have to make a second bracha on the second sukkah. And for that matter, if he has two talisos in front of him, and he wants to make olisatif patzitzis in mind for both mitzvahs, any chinami is being mekayim two mitzvahs, but one bracha serves for two mitzvahs. The only problem with my pshat is that if you take a look at the Shulchan Arav's language, he says, afilu ayubinyan she'ein tzarch levarach birchas hanenem al-chilu zu, so he doesn't need another Birchas HaNenim. Does that mean he had das from the time of his original yeshiva in the first sukkah that he would continue his meal in the second sukkah? That's a good question. And that has to be studied very carefully. So B'li Neder will try to finish this up next time. It's a very fascinating sugya. And truth be told, that I would like to talk to you about Hilchas Lulav, because I think there's something of a chiddush there in Hilchas Lulav, and perhaps we can go through a tshuva
of the Ma'arik and a summary of the Pesachei Tshuva. That would be Mirtzah Shem Bli Neder, Bli Neder, for next time. Thank you. Thank you so much.